This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Glad to have you here, but not so glad if you're going to be headed outdoors today. It doesn't look like a day going to be good for getting out. And I'll get to the coastal marine forecast for you. But if you were planning on getting up early and trying to get out early, forget it. It ain't the morning to do that. But there are some other things to do. We're broadcasting today from Marsh and Bayou Retail Store located in Mandeville. And the brothers, Tiblier brothers, Chris and Ben are joining me now. Hey, guys. Good to be back here for the third annual Spring Fling.
Good morning, Mr. Don.
Good morning.
Good to have you guys here. Well, what's going to be going on when we open the doors at 8 this morning? You guys got up early, and you're going to open the doors a little early. What's the Spring Fling all about?
The Spring Fling is getting ready for what it is. It's getting ready for spring. We're tired of this winter. It was a long winter. We had a bunch of snow. The fishing's been okay, but we're ready for some good fall, for some good spring fishing.
Well, I don't think y'all are alone. In terms of prizes and refreshments and special guests, though, what's going on?
Well, we got some food. We're gonna do some food around noon. Just, you know, kind of finger food and whatnot. We'll have drinks and probably some soft drinks and water. We got captains coming in. We have Maui Jim coming in. Who else do we have coming in? Chris?
So we have Cito. They're going to come by for a while, you know, do some sign-up. I think they have, like, a little promotion they're going to do. We have the guys from Tin Cups going to come by, do a little whiskey sampling. We have, who else do we have? Oh, you said Maui Jim.
Maui Jim.
Who's this guy sitting right over here?
That's Captain Brad with Spectat Charters. He's the guy that we fished with last month and did the feature story with, and he's going to come on later and talk about our trip.
Well, you got your torture chair ready? Because we're going to get all the secrets out of it.
That's right.
We're going to get everything. If somebody's got a question about, which includes like Pontchartrain, like Bourne, like Catherine, we welcome you to contact us. You can text us at 504-260-1870. If you got a question about new gear, tackle, fly fishing equipment, which they've got an extensive line of here, they'll be happy to answer your questions, too. Let's give people directions that have never heard of Marsh. They probably maybe heard about the magazine, which we're going to talk about, too, because that's the other half of your business. But for someone that's never heard, we've got listeners with our affiliate stations from Alabama, Florida, all the way to the Texas line. How do you get to Marsh and Bayou?
Marsh and Bayou is located right on the north side of Lake Pontchartrain in Mandeville, Louisiana. If you're familiar with the Causeway, which is the longest bridge in the world, we're about 1 mile away from the base of that on the north shore. We're on Florida Avenue, which is Highway 190, and it's right in this little old Mandeville neighborhood. It's great.
If they get lost, they can maybe give you a call. Huh?
Yeah, give us a call or check the phone.
And what's the history on the store? Now, the magazine goes back older than the store did, but you had another store, another location before you settled here in God's country, as they call it.
We did. We started our first store in 2014, February 14, in the French Quarter, believe it or not. But there, we didn't really sell any tackle. We just guided fishing trips, and we promoted Louisiana outdoors by selling T-shirts, sunglasses, hats. We just talked fishing, hunting, Louisiana.
You had a lot of tourist traffic.
It was all tourists. It was all tourist generated. And COVID put an end to that. So we picked up and we moved here within, I think we were open in July. So we're about to make 5 years here in July.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's sad that you don't have a store like what you had there, because that's needed. It really is something to showcase the fishing that we have here in Louisiana to tourists that come in and hook them up with charter captains and be able to talk to people who are knowledgeable that were born and raised here.
That's
but
right.
Unfortunately, things have a way of working different. Yeah. I'm glad you're over here.
Yeah, this is great. We have a great community of customers, you know, a bunch of regulars that come in weekly. And so that's a lot different than the French Quarter. We do miss that, but this is excellent. We got a great customer group.
Personal service. They'll order things for you, take care of it.
Absolutely.
It's not like some of the big box stores. Marsh and Bayou. We're going to talk more about that magazine. Also going to talk about the opening of turkey seasons. Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana. It's all coming up. Also, there's a Bayou Cleanup Day. New Orleans City Park, oldest freshwater fishing rodeo in the country. Hunters for the Hungry is having a lot of success thanks to you, the deer hunters, and the hog hunters that are out there. And as always, we got a Bad Boy of the Outdoors feature coming up. Today's story is about how illegal deer hunting can ruin your Christmas holidays. And if you've had a successful fishing or hunting trip this week and you want to share it, we'll include it with your comments and your questions. You're welcome to come in and take part in the Spring Fling. There's going to be some giveaways, special deals. I mean, some really good prices. And we're going to be talking to Ben and Chris about that. We also have a professional guide, Ben Alfonso, here. You can come by. Is it Brad?
Brad
Alfonso. He'll be here for a while, and you can chat with him and get some tips and pointers on fishing the local area. But not today, because here's your Coastal Marine forecast. Offshore, you're looking at south winds 20 to 30 knots, 8 to 11 foot seas. That'll bounce you around. And inside today, you're looking at south winds 20 to 25 in rough conditions. Northwest winds tomorrow 10 to 15, 4 to 6 feet offshore. And northwest winds 10 to 15 with a moderate chop on the interior lakes and bays. Throw out the tide range. It's going to be overridden by any type of wind that's going to be out there. Rain chances 80% today, 0% tomorrow. Mississippi River sitting at 10.6 with a little bit of a fall to it. So we've got a gale warning offshore, small craft advisory for tomorrow. So Glenn Sanchez, Robbie picked a fine week to go hunt Osceola turkeys in Florida and leave you with trying to tell me where people can catch fish. So I'm not even going to put that on you today, man. Maybe we need to talk about what's been happening down in Hopedale and Shell Beach and what it's going to look forward to maybe starting late tomorrow afternoon or Monday.
Well, I told somebody earlier, I said, you know, the groundhog said we had 6 more weeks of bad weather, right? Well, the Nutra said we had 6 more weeks of bad fishing. Now we at the end of those 6 weeks starting to turn on because they've caught some trout and back. Michael caught some shrimp this week. They starting to get some live shrimp, and you know how much a difference that makes. And people, you know, it's a shame. They finally get some shrimp, and they're going to have weather like this, and they can't use them. But tomorrow is another day. But it's starting to pick up. Yeah. You know, things are changing. Springtime, you know, it's starting to happen.
Well, that was really good news when I heard that Robbie was going to have shrimp, but, you know, not for this weekend. But that's good that they're there that early and be able to supply the people with live shrimp, because that definitely can make the difference in a lot of cases. Well, Glenn, back from the days when you were a guide, what did you do? What would be your plan following a serious wind front like we're going to have today? After it settles down, what's the first thing you would check?
Look for clarity of water is first thing. I mean, I go up in the marsh and I look for some decent water, you know. And if the wind comes out to south or southeast, it comes in clean. It's when it comes out to the northwest or the west, that's when it gets dirty because it gets so low, you know. But most of the time when the wind comes in south and the water gets high, it's really not dirty.
And, Glenn, you know, this time of year, a lot of times when these big fronts come through, these blows, you have a concern about low water, people getting stuck, having to get, you know, pulled out off sandbars and mud bars and that type of thing. That's not going to be the case for a while.
No. The water's high right now. You know, it's amazing how much the water fluctuates. Last Sunday morning, I went to church, and the water was high when I went to church. And by the time I came back, the water fell like 3 feet. Because of the wind. I mean, it was extremely low last week, you know, and when it gets low like that, of course, it's going to get dirty because it just, you know, scours the bottom.
Glenn, everybody's been talking about, you know, the lowered limit on speckled trout. Not hearing a lot of complaints. Most people say 15 fish is enough. Only complaint is, you know, some of those areas where you and Jonathan fish, when you get out there in the bays, you know, it's hard to catch fish under 20 inches sometime. And being able to keep only two over 20, there's a little bit of concern about that. What are you hearing?
Yeah, well, you know, I like catching the big fish. I don't like eating the big fish. So normally, I mean, I don't have a problem with throwing them back nowadays. You know, I think it's going to end up with more eggs in the water, leaving all them big trout in the water for sure. And that's going to be your best DNA out there with those big trout. So I think it's going to help out myself.
Yeah, they're proven. Well, Glenn, listen, thanks for filling in for Robbie, man. Always a pleasure chatting with you.
Well, same here, and like always, everybody stay safe. Today might be a good day just to stay home and with this wind.
Yes, indeed. All right, well, we got we got a few other things going on, so take care, and hopefully Robbie said he'd send me a picture if he bags one before we get off the air. But let's hope he doesn't have to stay another week, huh?
There you go. All right, Don, you have a good one.
All right, tell Jonathan everyone hello for me down there. Appreciate your call.
I sure will.
There he goes, Captain Glenn Sanchez. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to some of the goings-on here. What's the latest in some of the fishing tackle, the gear? We'll get that from Chris and Ben here at Martian Bayou. Also, Captain Brad Alfonso, Spec That Charters. We're going to be talking to him. You got any questions for any of these?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, turkey hunting, it's going to be tough on you Mississippi turkey hunters, too, where the season's open. It'll be opening soon in Alabama and Louisiana. We got the youth season opening up in Louisiana on the 29th, and then for all us old guys, we can hunt 1 week later. But I will be out tomorrow after it clears up setting up some turkey blinds and doing a little opening. This morning, though, I'm sitting safely high and dry inside of Marsh and Bayou's Florida Street in Mandeville location with Chris and Ben Tiblier, the brothers, the owners here. They're also the purveyors of Marsh and Bayou magazine. You may or may not have seen that. Let's talk about the magazine, guys. How long has it been now you guys have been in print?
It's pretty crazy to think we just hit 25 years.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Ben doesn't look 25 years old.
No, I was.
So if you look behind,
he was just a kid.
That's the first issue right there. Look at me. Well, that's me.
Yeah. That's December of 1999. He was 20 years old.
I was.
Wow, young guy. Wasn't much gray on any of y'all back then, huh?
No.
No, these are highlights, huh?
Well, I'll tell you, the magazine has been a real success. And I got to tell you, when I picked up this month's issue, it really stunned me. You guys are bucking the trend. You know, magazines have gone away. I was a writer, photographer for Louisiana Conservation, as Fish and Game, many, many magazines, Louisiana Sportsman. And they're still around, but fortunately. But you guys have actually expanded your operation and brightened up the magazine where others are shrinking and folding, and a lot of them you can't even find them anymore. Everything's gone to digital. And I know a lot of people like me really enjoy picking up a good hard copy of a magazine and sitting down and read it in various places, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But tell us about the background on Marsh and Bayou magazine.
So the magazine itself actually started as on the wall, Sportsman of Slidell. We did that for about a year, and then decided, you know, people on this side of the parish wanted, so we started Sportsman St. Tammany, did that for about a year, and then it was like, all right, we got to change the name. Always been a fan of Field and Stream, Marsh and Bayou. Just doesn't take a genius to figure that one out. So went to that format, and, you know, we've been doing it, I mean, total from Sportsman Slidell, 25 years, just in December. So, yeah, it's been quite a journey, you know, ups and downs, obviously, like everybody else, you know. We have missed a few months between Katrina and BP and other things, but overall, I mean, we haven't really skipped a beat. And then this new format, we just decided to kind of move away from newsprint. That's what, you know, the inside pages were called. Went to a nice, slick,
glossy look.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, you know, when we lay it out on a computer for 25 years, this is what it looks like. Then when you get the product and it goes on newsprint, it changes. So, you know, that paper really absorbs the ink and it changes it. Whereas on the slick paper, it shines. And it's just, we're pretty excited about it. The advertisers are excited. The readers are excited. So we're looking forward to just moving forward in this format.
The photos are stunning, especially that guy that's on the cover
this
month. Who is that guy, Ben? You reckon?
I do. That is the publisher, Chris.
Yeah,
Chris. First time in 25 years he's never done it. And he was like, you know what? Actually, I think his daughter Millie said, I think it's time for you to be on there. And pretty much Millie says it's going to happen.
You know, it's all about the shot to us. And the fish is always the star. You know, the person holding it, that's the secondary. The fish has got to look right. You know, a lot goes into the cover. It's got to, you know, if you have 50 shots, one of those shots are going to kind of stand out. And, you know, it could have been Brad holding it, but I don't know. I was holding it that day, and Millie was on my ear, like, let's do this. So I was like, all right, let's do it. So
what's the editorial content? What's the philosophy on what's in it for the readers?
You know, it's funny. When we started, it was more about the meat and potatoes. They wanted, you know, it was all technical. All that, and not so much like are they fishing stories. It's kind of like reversed because all that technical stuff is online now. I mean, you can't turn on Facebook or Instagram without learning a new fishing knot or something. Where now it's like, well, you can't just get stories everywhere. So it's like most of our base are they fishing. We do have technical stuff, you know, like our, you know, charter captains do fishing forecasts and stuff like that. But, you know, it's primarily fishing. We do touch on some hunting stuff. We do have the Beyond the Bayou segment, which, you know, pretty much all the writers kind of write about. You know, if they do a little travel story, people love that. Again, it's like our day fishing or our stories is pretty much the base of the content now. And then, you know, the local part with, like, the picture pages and things like that, you know, it's all about the community, people reading it. You know, I like to focus on not just charter captains, but just, you know, our readers, you know.
Sure.
We love when people send in pictures. They're going in there, you know.
Now, who are some of your writers?
So, you know, we have a bunch of good ones. Our consistent ones are definitely going to be Miss Colleen Orfanello.
Well, what a great story she's got this month.
Yeah,
I was happy she did on Tigers in the Wild. She did a great job on that story. And that's the kind of thing you're talking about. Feature stories that are beyond fishing and hunting, where we take the LSU athletes out, and she did a great story portraying what that's all about. And those are some of the stories that you'll be able to find.
Right.
But you've also got some guides who surprisingly can write.
That's right.
Some can't read. Well, you got some that write.
That's right. That's right. And we have, you know, a list of guys that, they come in and out. You can't expect everybody, you know, to write every month. Ray Hunt definitely writes every month. This guy, he's not missing a beat. Chaz Champagne writes every month. We have some new guys. We have a fishing guide, Captain Jacob. He's based at a golf board. He'll be here today. He's actually going to come in and do some fly tying demos and just talk and fly fishing in general. So, you know, it's good to kind of have a variety and kind of touch on everything in the fishing world.
One of the best parts about this quality magazine is the price. How are you going to distribute it?
It's a free publication.
It's the advertisers.
You know, Don, you know it.
There's nothing in this world free except that magazine and the radio show. If you got a radio, it doesn't cost you anything. You don't need to subscribe. You don't need cable or anything.
Nope.
That's great. And where can they be picked up?
So we pretty much, we circulate from Cocodrie to Biloxi, coastally. I mean, we have a pretty wide range. Now, on the North Shore and South Shore, we treat it like a general publication. We're going to be in restaurants, hardware store, anywhere that wants it, we'll leave it. Once you get outside of that area, in St. Bernard and Plaquemines too, once you get outside that area, then we'll just be basically in tackle shops, marinas, boat dealers, and places
At one
like that.
Time, you had subscriptions available. You still do subscriptions?
We got away from that, but we're bringing it back. And we're also bringing back the online presence with the people can read it online. That's going back on there. And, we're making some big changes to the website. So, like, in the next few weeks, you'll...
Let me tell you, what you may not realize is people who are away from here, and, of course, the Internet has changed all that, but back in my Army days when I was stationed overseas, I look forward to my monthly magazines that came in. And people who are not, are from here but no longer come here and still want to keep up, that's a great way to do
it. We have a lot of people that come in the shop, and they'll come and grab, 10 or 12 copies, and that's what they're doing.
They're mailing it out,
which is great.
Very good. Gentlemen, we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk about some of the trends and some of the tackle, and also we're going to talk to Captain Brad, Spectat Charters, and if you got any questions, just ask. So print subscriptions to Martian Bayou Magazine available. Tell them, let's answer them now. How do they do it?
Probably about 2 more weeks.
Give them two more weeks, and he'll get back to you.
Yeah, it'll be on the website, and we're going to get back to figuring that part out.
Very good. Yeah, welcome back to Martian Bayou's Spring Fling, third annual, located on Florida Street, the main drag, about 5 minutes from the Lake Pontchartrain Causeway in Mandeville. Doors officially open at 8 a.m. this morning. And what time are you guys closing, Ben?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, so you got to
have a whiskey tasting, so this could go late.
It could run late. That's the tin cup.
That's right.
All right, love that stuff. All right, I don't know about drinking and talking on the radio. I have to wait for that a little bit.
Could be fun.
All right, what do you got going as far as specials?
Today, like I said, it is the spring sale because we're getting ready for the spring fishing season. So we have a lot of deals going on. We have a bunch of things going on with Shimano. Quantum has made a big push back into the saltwater market, so we have some good stuff with them. Of course, Daiwa and Penn. We have, buy a reel, maybe get some rods half off, things like that. We do have some deals on those Marker 54 shrimp that everybody likes. We've never done a sale on those, so we are going to do one today.
Great.
We're pretty excited about that. Of course, Matrix Shad. I'm sure Chaz will probably stop by at some point and talk fishing and try to sell some baits. And then also Sixth Sense for those bass fishing guys getting ready for this spring run.
All right, great lineup, and you're invited to come on by and meet these people, chat with them, and take advantage of some of these super low prices as spring gets ready to kick off. All right, we're going to pause 10 seconds, and on the backside, we're going to be talking to Captain Brad D'Alfonso, Spectat Charters, and you can chat with him, too, through our text message board at 504-260-1870. Back with Brad right after we pause these quick 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back to Martian Bayou Spring Fling broadcast today, year number 3. And joining us now is Captain Brad D'Alfonso, Spectat Charters. And Brad, I got a couple of questions here. I don't want to hit you with those right away. But tell us a little bit about Spectat Charters. How long you've been fishing? Where do you fish? What do you concentrate on?
Yeah, good morning, Don. We fish out of Lake Catherine Island Marina. I've been running Spectat Charters out of there for about 6 years now. So we've been it's been doing pretty good. It's been a nice little run. Fishing's picked up. We've had some good runs, especially since we had that our last spillway opening. Fishing's progressively gotten a lot better since that, especially for our estuaries. So it's been doing well.
What kind of boat do you run?
I run a 24-foot Blazer Bay 2400. I got a 300 Yamaha on the back of her.
Ideal boat for doubling up, you know, double duty. When you got to handle, you know, maybe a choppy leg Pontchartrain or leg Bourne, but at the same time, you got to get in those flats sometimes for those reds.
She can get pretty skinny. She can get skinny. She can handle a chop. You know, she does a very good job. I always was told that was a good boat to buy. So when I saw one come available, I jumped on it pretty quick.
Do you specialize in any particular type of trips or clientele? I mean, you mentioned you had some wedding groups coming out there, you know, some of the bachelor party people. Do you take families, kids, or is it open to anybody?
It's open to anybody, from any novices to full experienced fishermen. I mean, we, you know, when people ask what we, you know, do we target a specific species, you know, we, given the day, we fish the weather. You got to play the weather almost like a golf game. Every day is going to change. And when you go out there, you know, it's, you might not be able to fish in on the bridges of the big open lakes. You may have to tuck into some marshes. You know, the cleaner water might be filtered by the grass. You might have to move around. So those are the days you might pick up on some redfish patterns, things like that.
You know, it's always fascinated me on the number one target saltwater fish. You know, for years and years, it was speckled trout. And then it kind of seemed like redfish is creeping in there. What is the balance of your trips? What do you get customers to ask you? Speckled trout fishing versus reds? Or is it people who just say whatever's on the hook?
You know, honestly, you get a lot of your local people, they want their speckled trout. That's the local fave. I always say that's your local fave. A lot of the out-of-town groups, they want to feel that fight of the redfish. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to feel that they fight like nothing else, you know, and you get a good one on. It's always fun those days where you catch a couple of small ones, and then you get that one good one, and it's like, whoa, there it is, you know. Yeah, that's what we've been waiting for.
Drum and Flounder show up too, huh?
Drum and Flounder and Flounder have been doing very well. We've been having some really good seasons with the Flounder the last couple of years.
All right, we're going to take a break, and I got a couple questions coming in on our text message board for you. If you got one for Captain Brad D'Alfonso of Spectat Charters, he specializes in Pontchartrain, Bourne, Lake Catherine, the area right here, close to Mandeville, Slidell area. We appreciate your calls and questions, and we'll be back to do it right after this. We're broadcasting today from Marsh and Bayou, not the real Marsh and Bayou. We're at the retail store in Mandeville. Don Dubuque, along with Chris and Ben, right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, we don't expect any fishing reports for today. Now, tomorrow's looking a little bit better weather-wise, but today you can come to the Spring Fling here in Mandeville. Got some super deals on a wide variety of fishing gear and tackle of all types, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that. Lots of food and refreshments and some prizes to win, too. And we also have a special guest joining us, Captain Brad D'Alfonso of Spectat Charters. And, Brad, I got a couple of questions came in. We had one person that said they enjoy fishing Highway 11, and they want to know if there's a way to access it without having to come through Lake Pontchartrain. That's from Doug. What would you say?
Yeah, good morning, Doug. You know, Highway 11 is a good bridge to fish. Of course, you really can access it through Ways and Pontchartrain, but if you're coming on the south end, you got Chef Pass, which several marinas on that side. Even if you launch at Lake Catherine Marina, you can always run through Marquez Canal and get through that way and stay real protected waters. You know, just got to play that wind, see which way it's blowing.
All right, good advice. Also, we got this one says, looking at the foggy crystal ball, what do you guys think about the Bonnie Carey this year? Is the river staying low enough to not open? The spillway acts like poison in our fishery.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think we got to let that one, Mother Nature's, you know, going to take its course. Of course, we hope that we don't see a spillway opening, because we've had some really good numbers, and I think that's got a lot to do with that staying closed.
Absolutely. I got another one in from Big E. He's listening down in Thibodeau. He says he recently tried walking the dog for the first time. He caught two beautiful specks with an exclamation point, and I can understand if that's your first hit on a topwater. He says it's exciting anticipating the strike. What is your favorite topwater lure when you fish topwaters? Or do you? And I know when you got people inexperienced, you want to kind of stay away from, because it can be a little dangerous with all those hooks flying around.
Yeah, trouble hooks, I stay away from them. I don't really do much on a top water lures. I grew up fishing popping corks and tried and true. Even on our trip, we went and threw our popping cork. So,
As far as my favorite, the Top Dog would be my favorite. Two colors I like. I like the chrome with the blue, and I also like, believe it or not, the red and white is produced for me. Chris?
Well, they have so Sixth Sense makes a topwater called the Speed Wake, which is a topwater, but you really don't have to do much. It's a jointed bait, so it kind of works itself. It's a cast retrieve thing, and we have plenty of customers that just, we get them in and they go, so obviously they're effective. I would look into those for sure.
Yeah, topwater fishing is phenomenal. Well, Brad, give me a typical day if I book you. What can I expect when I come out with you? And I'm sure a lot of people expect different things. I mean, I've seen customers that want the guide to put the shrimp on the hook for them. Some of them they want them to cast. If they, you know, a lot Absolutely. Of times people are not experienced at casting. Or you can just leave them on their own if that's how they want to be.
Huh? I try and, you know, it's part of the charter experience. I say, you know, you can sit back, just relax. We're going to get the shrimp for you. I'll bring them right to you. You just stay put. We'll get them hooked on there for you. Main reason, of course, is, you know, sunscreen, bug spray, stick your hands in the net or the tank, and all your shrimp are going to die pretty quick. So that kind of, but you get on the boat. I like everybody to stay relaxed. I always start off asking everybody, you know, what hand are they comfortable with reeling with and so on and so forth. And you kind of feel the customer out. Of course, if they need help casting, we help, you know, make the cast. Sometimes I tell people, look, you can drop it straight down. You know, if you're fishing a deep hole, I'm not being lazy and don't feel like helping you, but you can just drop it straight down, and that works. As we get into spring, we'll definitely be fishing a lot of Lake Pontchartrain, and then kind of transitioning Lake Pontchartrain into Catherine and Lake Bourne as it transitions into summertime.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how are you at removing hardhead catfish for customers?
Awesome catfish flipper. we don't grab those. We gladly handle blue cats, but not the hardheads.
You clean the fish for the customers?
Absolutely, yes, sir. That's all included.
Very good. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, how can they do it?
You can reach my cell phone at 985-259-9170. Reach in at spectatcharters.net, Facebook, and Instagram.
Very good. Very good. Chris, tell me about your trip with Brad.
It was great. I mean, it was not the best conditions as far as wind and all that, but we made it happen. It was us two and my rider, Ray Hunts, and we just got out there. And, you know, it took a minute to find him, but once we found him, it was on. And, yeah. You know, live shrimp, and, I think y'all are pretty much fishing with live shrimp.
Yeah, we had the live shrimp, yep. And you were throwing a jig, and the jig was definitely successful.
Yeah.
That kind of opened my eyes up a little bit. It was very, very attentive. The redfish were very attentive to that day.
I was throwing the larger, was it the Mega Matrix lemon head? And yeah, just once we found them, it mm-hmm. seemed like we were on, you know, it didn't really matter much what you threw.
Brad,
but
when you're throwing plastic in your air, what's your favorite colors?
I always like to, you know, start off with the chartreuse, but I find in the springtime pink or a blue flake works really well in that springtime. But chartreuse, tried and true, can't go wrong with it, especially if you get in those murky water conditions. Green, you know, a lighter green, but when you got good clean water, a good pink or a good blue really kicks it.
All right, Brad's going to be around after the store opens for a while, so if you want to come by and chat with him, talk to him, you're welcome to do so. If you want to send us a text message with a question, it's 504-260-1870. Thanks for taking some time and talk to us about fishing your area, Brad. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you all for having me.
All right, we'll be back, and we're going to be talking to Captain Darrell Carpenter. We'll find out what Grand Isle looks like after this blow comes through with RealScreamers.com. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's spring fling time here at Marsh and Bayou retail location in Mandeville, and from here we take you down to Grand Isle. Let's talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter. Darrell, we got some rough weather coming in, particularly down there. As you say, you'll see the elephants offshore.
Yeah, man. When it looks like a herd of elephants on the horizon, you stay the heck away from it. But yeah, we spent the last 2 days to just tying stuff down, picking stuff up, just because we anticipate a flood. And don't know quite how bad it's going to get, but we've lost enough over the years that we know to be prepared in case it does.
Very good. How was the fishing up until this started? These stiff winds and gale warnings and all this mess.
You know, Don, if I had to describe it in one word, it would be inconsistent. The water has remained exceptionally clean or clear with all the weather that we've been having. And the fish are, I don't know, man. They're there one day and gone the next. We've had a real consistent catch of inconsistency. Sheephead, trout, redfish, they're all kind of still mixed in together, but yet scattered around. I think everything might be running just a little bit late. We're catching a lot of sheephead on the inside, and they're all still full of eggs. They look like they're ready to bust, like they should be offshore spawning. Speckled trout, man, when you get some consistent weather, it's two or three here, three or four there. You know, that week before Mardi Gras, we had a taste of what we thought was going to be early spring, and it was easy limits early in the morning. And then since then, it's been inconsistent with this weather. Redfish, we're catching some redfish right now, but I have noticed that a lot of the redfish we're catching are scarred up pretty good. They've got sores and all on them. So obviously they were hit some by that freeze, but it looks like a lot of them did survive.
Very good, very good. So what's going to be the plan when you get ready to pick the pieces back up after this blow is in and out of here?
Well, hopefully, Don, I mean, if I would get enough consistency that we could get out and try those beach areas, anything from Fouchon all the way, to the Fort Bayou area, is try that, because that's where that week before Mardi Gras, a lot of the fish came off the beach and the close oyster reefs. With Davis Pond running full-blown open, anything to the west of, say, the Barataria Waterway is covered in mud. So, those areas up around Hackberry Bay, Bossa Bossa, and all of that, they've pretty much been out of contention because of the muddy water. So when it straightens up, I'm going to be back on the, probably head east toward the Fort Bayou, Plaquemines Parish area. Going to stay as close to the coast as I can because that's where the action's been. Like I said, if you go north, you're hitting that muddy water. So it'll be live. We do have some live shrimp. They're starting to show up. It's just been so daggum rough, you can barely get to them. I'm going to stay close to the coast and just try to catch them as they come in.
Darryl, look, falling back on your offshore days, Chris and Ben and Brad and I were all talking about those big tuna coming in down there in Venice. I'm sure you heard about those big yellow fins. Has been any action coming in Grand Isle, same thing? Tuna fishing has been
good
for big ones.
Yes, sir, and what it's been, we used to have the midnight lump, and it would play until March, and it kind of petered out. I don't know what changed at the lump. But this catch has been all open water schools. There's open water schools of mullets and pogies. That's what the trend is right now. So what you're doing is just a lot of cruising around out by the mouth of the river, a lot of cruising around looking for open water splashes, open water bait. And then you've got to work those open water schools because that's where the fish have been really congregated. And, something we didn't talk a lot about this year, but still going on, had a heck of a wahoo run this year. The wahoo were out there thick and consistent and probably still are. It's just that daggum yellowfin bite's been so good. Everybody's concentrating on them right now.
Yep, well, I can't say I blame them for that. Darryl, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, get some info on Grand Isle, maybe book a trip with you down there, tell them how they can find you.
Yes, sir. We've got plenty of room for them. They can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, which is your website. We've got our website at RealScreamers.com. And or you can just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288. And trust me, the next few days we'll have plenty of time to talk on the phone.
Very good, Darryl. All right, you guys be careful down there. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Don. You have a wonderful day over at the store, man.
It's already started. It's going to be a good one. Thanks again, Darryl. That's Darryl Carpenter. RealScreamers.com down on Grand Isle. All right, we come back. We're going to be rejoined with Ben and Chris, tell you about some more of the trends in baits. These guys are right here on the, in the trenches when the customers come in. They can get exchanged information. You know, customers come in looking for certain baits, and that kind of tips you off. That's what the fish want, and they can pass that information along to some of their other shoppers, too. Also got a question in on our text board. We can put our heads together. Rabbit from Lacombe. He's looking for some tips on catching crappie for beginners. So maybe we can help him out with that. Maybe how to rig up, number one. That's the thing. But that is one of the tougher fish to learn how to catch, and I'm glad you're interested in doing it, Rabbit. We'll try to get some info to help you out. All right, we'll be right back after this quick pause at the top of the hour for hour number two of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.